Good afternoon. And a good afternoon to you too. Good. Questions, please. Yeah, we're excited about JerMichael Finley getting his contract done. I think any time you have the opportunity to sign one of your players back, it's exactly what you're looking for. So very fond of JerMichael and really what's in front of him. I think sometimes we forget how young he is. I mean, he's 24 years old, and he has a lot of football, a lot of growth in front of him. So really looking forward to get started with him again in April. Well, we're blessed in the area of skill positions on offense, and you know JerMichael gives us the flexibility with all of our tight ends, and you know playing at the line of scrimmage in the backfield, and really playing all three receiver spots as far as you know how we use them. So it helps us you know create matchups and run common concepts and things like that, but. You know, he's just getting started, and that's what's exciting about his individual play, and you know the quality of football I think is that he has in front of him, and you know, and really as an offense we had a good year on offense, put up some good numbers, but you know it's like anything in this league, you have to find ways to improve, and we'll do that, and he'll be a part of it. Well, it's just I would say it's evolved. I mean, people have played wide receivers in space. Everybody's just doing more of it. So there was a point in my career from an offensive philosophy standpoint that you know I just got away from playing with the 270-pound tight end that had to be able to block a defensive end and to do those types of things. So you know we have common threads that, from a philosophical standpoint, that we look at how we play on offense, and we believe tackles should block defensive ends, and we've gone to the more athletic tight end. If you look at our roster last year, we have five tight ends on our roster, and we're looking to move those guys around, having them do things from a job responsibility that they can have a higher rate of success doing than blocking a 270-pound defensive end. So we're playing those guys in space more. JerMichael, you know, definitely has the ability to play in the 1-2-3, you know, location from a wide receiver job responsibility. I mean, he doesn't run, you know, he runs his menu of routes, but it's just really the versatility of the whole tight end fullback group. Because if you want to be multiple formation, multiple personnel group. You know, I've always felt that the tight end gives you the best flexibility.
Mike, what percentage do you put on the fact that Matt Flynn will be a Packer?
What percentage?
Yes.
Shoot, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. I know my conversations with Matt. He'd like to come back in play in Green Bay. But the other side of the fence is, you know, he has earned – he's earned this position that he's in. In my opinion, he's ready to be an NFL starter. That's just my opinion. So, you know, the business side of it will take care of itself. I don't know what other opportunities he'll have. But, you know, if I was at a club and was looking good for a good young quarterback, he's definitely someone I'd talk to. Definitely. I mean, I don't know what it looks like statistically, but Aaron had played in a couple ball games. You know, he played in the Dallas game, the New England game. So, you know, Matt's had a chance to play in versus New England versus Detroit. So, but based on what I see in the everyday classroom, practice field, he's ready. So, it's his time to play. And you don't ever know. You don't ever know if that backup quarterback can to take that next step and go out and play 16 games. I know mentally he's ready. He's emotionally he's definitely ready. But, you know, until you play the position and go play those 1,100, 1,200 snaps, that's when you really find out. And I think Matt's ready for that.
What are the strengths that he brings to the table as a starting quarterback?
Well, I tell you what, he's very consistent, same guy every day, and I'm talking about emotionally, mentally, and physically. I mean, he can make all the throws, does a very good job running the system, the same game plan that we had in for Aaron Rodgers. We went with the same one playing against in his two opportunities. So he has the ability to play the movement phase, the action phase, and also drop back and throw the ball, on a deep out breaking routes. So, and I think he's very savvy in the pocket, and I think that people underestimate his athletic ability because he's a very good football player when he leaves the pocket. I think just the same way Aaron has. He's improved every aspect of his game. It's a quarterback training format that I've been a part of since my coming into the league, and we did the same things with Aaron that I've watched done with Rich Gannon, and I just got done talking to, and the other quarterbacks that I've had an opportunity to be around in the past. And you know, you start with their feet, you break down their footwork, you break down their throwing motion. We have called a quarterback profile tape. We break that down, and there's things within their throwing motion we look to improve on. I know Matt has improved his velocity, and that comes through strength and conditioning and proper and better fundamentals than when he arrived in Green Bay. So he's improved there, and probably the most important part of it is just the total grasp of the offense and playing with anticipation and really making the offense his. To me, a quarterback crosses the threshold of being a productive quarterback when he makes the offense work for him. So they're trying to work the offense, and I think Matt has definitely reached that point. Well, the beauty of that is we don't play any games for a while, so we'll figure that out. I'm very hopeful, confident that things can work out from a business standpoint with Scott. But if it does not, then you have to move in another direction. So those are really projections and scenarios that I hope we don't have to talk about. Well, I mean, I've been made so much fun of how many guys moved around. I can't even remember who went where because so many chairs have changed. We had a staff meeting the other day, and for 6 years that the O-line coach went first. He talked about his players, Texas and then A&M, Ben McAdoo Ryan, sitting next to the O-line coach, and I start talking about the tight ends, and he looked at me, and I remember his coaching the quarterbacks. So it's a little bit of an adjustment, but it's really part of the planning. I look at the coaching staff, a lot like we look at our roster. You want to have young coaches, coaches that are able to develop and grow, within your coaching staff. We've done that. I'm excited about Jerry Fontenot having the opportunity to coach him and now watch him develop from a assistant line coach. Had the opportunity to work with the running backs last year. Now he's going to work with the tight ends. So he'll expand there. Edgar Bennett did a great job moving from running backs to wide receivers last year. We've been preparing Ben McAdoo for this opportunity, and Alex Van Pelt bringing another quarterback coach with that type of experience to our staff. I think he's an excellent fit, and I think he'll give our running backs a different perspective, a different viewpoint in the way he'll coach those guys. So I think Alex has been an excellent add to our staff. Well, we're not quite there yet. I'm not ready to really give out themes. But I know offensively we like to score, score more points than we did last year. I mean, last year we definitely set a standard, second, I think, all time in the history of the NFL. So that's a bar that's been raised in our building that we'll shoot for every year now, especially with the way we're playing and playing with Aaron Rodgers and the ability he gives us to play a certain way. So we're really just going back through our offense and just try to make sure we're complementing the things that we do very well We'll have some new ideas. That's actually what we'll do in the next 5 or 6 weeks. And when our players get back in April, we'll be able to present it to them. So we want to be as explosive as ever on offense. And it's really, I'm not really worried about how many times we run the ball, but I think how we run the ball will probably change a little bit as we move into this next season. Well, that's what we're talking about. I mean, just we run the ball from a primary focus in certain situations in the game. So we're taking a close look at our play selection by situation, and just like anything, we feel like we're maxing out the drop back game in normal down and distance. Are we maxing out the run game in normal down and distance? And I think it'd be safe to say no as I stand here today. So those are the types of things that we're taking a good, hard, close look at.
Michael Brewster, Ohio State, table 3. Michael Brewster, table 3.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, do you feel fortunate that with 29 wins in the Super Bowl last few years, you've only lost 2 coaches?
Yeah, I mean, continuity is definitely a strength. In the coaching fraternity, I think if you ask any coach, and the ability to challenge yourself and have continuity and fight complacency is a lot better than bringing new guys up to speed every year. So, our staff will have challenges just like any staff in the league. But I definitely feel our coaching staff is a big strength of our program. Well, defensive starts with points. We got to do a better job of keeping them out of the end zone. And, the two biggest things that jump out to us in our scheme evaluation was obviously our pass defense, whether it's pass rush in combination of pass rush and pass coverage. And really, as a football team, we're going to be a better tackling football team last year. I'm a big believer that you get what you emphasize in the game of football, and for as much time and energy that we put into ball security and tackling, our turnover ratio reflects the investment that we make weekly as a football team. But our tackling does not reflect that. So we will be a better tackling team next year. Practice tackling. So. Well, yeah, I mean, you get to drill it, but there's nothing like live action. We're not going to play more games, so. But it's just like ball security too. You don't get live attempts at interceptions in practice. So we just got to be maybe a little more creative with our drill work and do a better job coaching it. I think our division as a whole, I don't know what the statistics say, but I would say from 2 years ago to last year, our division definitely improved, and I would say it's going to continue to improve. And you just start at the quarterback position. I mean, you have 4 relatively young quarterbacks that are ascending and getting ready to play in a higher part of their careers. That always makes your team better, in my opinion. So, Detroit had obviously making the playoffs. They've taken a big step. I thought the Bears were playing outstanding football, right before the injury to Jay Cutler. So I look for them to be back and be strong again. And, Minnesota has a young quarterback, and if they can get Peterson back with that defense, I mean, they're going to be a better football team. So I think our division is going to be even better next year.